decompose to be supply chain value streams to industry neutral process elements level, for example, score DS level 3. Projects that have made it through the prior phase gates can now have their value streams designed in greater detail. Doing so earlier would waste development time, because some of the projects being developed might be canceled or postponed. This also allows the earlier project phases to be rapid. Value streams, extended supply chain processes to bring products or services to the market, are emphasized here over functional area delimited process changes. The metrics for these transformation projects are for the value stream, and so solutions should be developed from this larger perspective. The project should also optimize functional area trade-offs, which is possible only by transforming the value stream. Designing new processes at this level can be complex and needs to rely on proven best practices, experience, and knowledge of the native functionality of the organization's ERP and other supply chain information systems. While creative solutions can be encouraged, no one should be expected to build these processes from scratch. Use of standard processes and business practices, such as those in SCORE-DS, can make the design more straightforward and helps designs to be transferable to other areas of the organization. Conducting detailed research. CPF, for example, project teams need to conduct research in the discipline, S, practices, or technologies related to the project, such as by reading a recent textbook on the subject and reviewing other sources such as respected websites. The team may also rely on internal or consulting expertise. A key outcome of this research is to develop a first draft of the business rules and policies related to this area. For example, the sample Inc. CPFR project team selected a textbook and some white papers on CPFR and used these to create a checklist of process elements or best practices to include in the project design. They used this information to draft CPFR policies for stakeholder review, such as rules for resolving disagreements with customer liaisons, desired forecast cycle times, or the type of ERP forecast consumption algorithm to use. What follows is a brief primer on CPFR, which will be helpful in understanding the collaborative processes they are mapping out. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, as 1. A collaboration process whereby supply chain trading partners can jointly plan key supply chain activities from production and delivery of raw materials to production and delivery of final products to end customers. Collaboration encompasses business planning, sales forecasting, and all operations required to replenish raw materials and finished goods. 2. A process philosophy for facilitating collaborative communications. CPFR is considered a standard and is endorsed by the Voluntary Inter-Industry Commerce Standards. SIN, collaborative planning. Exhibit 3-6 shows the areas of collaboration in CPFR that customers need to work on with their suppliers. Sample, Inc. uses this model to guide collaboration with Costking, their CPFR pilot project customer. Exhibit 3-6, CPFR model. The CPFR planning cycle involves reviewing and analyzing past plans and cycle performance, working collaboratively with partners to plan forecasts and resolve conflicts for future cycles, reviewing plans with regard to expected demand, and then committing to the supply plan and order forecast, including making agreements on how exceptions will be addressed when they occur. As described by the GS-1 US, CPFR is a 9-step process. Developing a collaboration agreement, creating a joint business plan, creating a sales forecast, identifying exceptions for the sales forecast, resolving/collaborating on exception items, creating an order forecast, identifying exceptions for the order forecast, resolving/collaborating on exception items, generating orders. The 9 steps can be grouped into 2 categories: individual business strategic changes, the first 2 steps, and day-to-day activity, the remaining steps. The first 2 steps can be very time-consuming, as they involve strategy and planning and a culture change in how the organizations work with their partners. The first thing Sample, Inc. and Costking do is to determine how to map the various strategy and planning, demand and supply management, execution, and analysis tasks within CPFR as their and Costking's SCORE-DS processes at a high level, levels 2 or 3. Exhibit 3-7, Exhibit 3-8, Exhibit 3-9, and Exhibit 3-10 show which customer and which supplier processes map to each other. Some processes only done by the customer are also shown. Note how the customer's order maps to the supplier's fulfill. Exhibit 3-7, CPFR Strategy and Planning SCORE DS Process Collaboration Areas. Exhibit 3-8. CPFR Demand and Supply Management SCORE DS Process Collaboration Areas. Exhibit 3-9. CPFR Execution SCORE DS Process Collaboration Areas. Exhibit 3-10. CPFR Analysis SCORE DS Process Collaboration Areas. Sample, Inc. Strategy and Planning CPFR Processes at SCORE DS Level 3. The next step is to further decompose each major process into the next level of detail. When using SCORE DS, the project team can review and adapt the industry-neutral process flowchart shown at the bottom of most Level 3 process descriptions to their own purposes. Teams should also rely on the results of the Staple Yourself to an Order interviews conducted for this area. Exhibit 3-11 shows how Sample, Inc. built a Level 3 swimlane flowchart for the strategy and planning collaboration tasks to clarify which party needs to do which processes separately versus in joint collaboration sessions. Basically, each party does its own strategic planning, and then they come together at the scenario generation process to explore complementary strategy scenarios. Once each party makes any needed internal changes, they develop supply chain plans at various planning levels, determine how to integrate with product lifecycle plans, and then determine how to share business intelligence, BI, data for decision-making at strategic, tactical, and operational levels. Exhibit 3-11, Sample, Inc. CPFR Collaboration for Strategy and Planning Level 3. Sample, Inc. Demand and Supply Management CPFR Processes at SCORE DS Level 3. In another example from the same CPFR pilot project, Exhibit 3-12 shows how Sample, Inc. built a swimlane flowchart for the demand and supply management portions of CPFR. Note that this process map will need to integrate with other detailed process maps, not all of which are shown. Exhibit 3-12, Sample, Inc. to be CPFR swimlane flowchart at SCORE DS Level 3. The project team also needs to develop a to-be narrative description of each process. For example, the CPFR team created a to-be narrative for the above flowchart. Here we will cover some key points rather than a narrative of every process in the flow. OEE 1.3, Gather and Analyze External SC Insights, is about customer, product, and service factors and how they relate to supply chain strategy. It is part of OEE 1, Supply Chain Strategy. OE 1.3 uses the supply chain strategy scope and market data as inputs, not shown. Relevant market data are output. P11, capture external market signals, involves collecting external influences on demand requirements, customer forecasts adjusted for promotions and inventory levels. Is part of P1, plan supply chain. P11 requirements are aggregated in P12 with information on confirmed orders from 02.3 and information on fulfillment from F28. P14, balance external market signals, SC requirements, and SC response using SC modeling techniques. Uses the aggregated SC requirements and information on inventory availability and SC resources from P13 and inputs to that process to measure supply and demand gaps and determine a combination of actions to resolve them, marketing, pricing, etc., while optimizing resilience, costs, and asset management. It results in a time phase schedule that commits supply chain resources to meet requirements. P16, communicate plan to execution functions and evaluate, is the beginning of a feedback loop that goes to the transform and fulfillment execution functions. This and the next several link processes require these functions to evaluate aggregate requirements, balance these requirements against transformation constraints, raw material inventory, resources, capacity, or fulfillment constraints, transportation, load sizes, and create finalized transform and fulfillment plans. The goal is to develop production and fulfillment plans that optimize service, cost, and inventory. The loop is completed by feeding these finalized plans back to P13. Fulfillment plans are also an input to O22. O22, receive, enter, and validate order, is where the costing purchasing functional area takes over. Customer service also generates, submits, and transmits the order. Another input to O22 is O21, process inquiry and quote, but this is not shown. Note that in the to-be process, the CPFR process will result in order size and timing constraints that will be part of order validation rules. F22, receive order signal, is where shipping takes over. The various processes shown demonstrate how product from inventory or from transformation, repackaging, not shown, are assembled into loads. A signal is sent to accounts receivable, a slash R, to generate an invoice once the vehicle is loaded. This is also the point where data on fulfillment is provided back to P12 for aggregation. To complement this process, the CPFR team develops a to-be-RACI diagram. A portion of this diagram is shown in Exhibit 3-13. Note that because transformation occurs in only one location for this West Coast distribution project, while fulfillment occurs in two locations, there are some differences in who needs to be responsible versus consulted. DC1 will be responsible for CPFR planning. DC2 will be consulted. DC2 inventory and storage capacity data will automatically be provided to DC1. Exhibit 3-13, Sample, Inc. RACI diagram for to be CPFR process, abridged. In addition, the CPFR project team needs to map each process to the corresponding enterprise resource planning, EERP, system modules and system codes to define the EERP transaction scope. A prerequisite to this step is to review the base configuration for these processes in the EERP system to understand how the process is supposed to work. This may represent best practices, or the team may use the base configuration as a starting point, and then determine the configuration that best maps to the desired to be state. This could involve including or omitting certain EERP transactions or making other configuration choices, such as the planning horizon of a CPFR cycle. Add such specifics to the process maps and narratives, combining certain steps because they are combined in the EERP system and the improvement to be had from separating them is marginal compared to the cost.